Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
Hey y'all, it's 5 o'clock on Monday and we are stealing beer. I am Augie Carton and it's a road show. We are not at our usual home in beautiful Jersey City at Barcade, which you can probably tell from what's probably good sounds for you and terrible sounds for us because it's all quiet and chill and sounds like we're in a studio space. But it is Hunapu weekend. And we are down in Tampa. And we brought the show on the road. So it's me and Justin. So to make things a little more interesting, we stole Anthony of Other Half off the floor and made him get on mic so we'd have some non-Augie voice. What's up?
Yo, what's going on?
So he's going to guest host this Hunyupu weekend. And our first show, our local heroes from civil society. It's funny, both your shirts say it. I was like, God, I hope I don't get that wrong. Carl and Evan. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Civil society in Jupiter. Yep, got
Thanks.
That right. Jupiter's 20, 25, how far away from here driving?
3 hours.
Three hours? No, you guys don't drive fast enough in Florida. It's how many miles is it?
160 probably.
All right, yeah, that's really 3 hours. I can't do any better than that. Just checking. You got to know your mind.
I don't know.
So which way, north, south? There's
east,
not much
southeast.
West of here. I mean, there's not much...
Basically
west of here, right?
South.
We're pretty much west in Florida right now.
Yeah, we're as far west as you can go.
Yeah. All right. But that's the Gulf or is that just water? The water we're on. So we're at a hotel. Who's hosting us, Justin? What's the Marriott? We're in the Marriott and we are just hanging out. So you guys opened 2 years ago now? 3 years ago now?
Like November of 2015.
I thought it was 13. I'm sorry. That's cool. That's even more recently. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we met last year here. You guys were at Hunapu last year?
We were.
Right on. Okay, cool. So that's what we know. You guys primarily make IPAs? Only make IPAs? Or not to call them IPAs because I actually rail at that when other people do it. But you tend to focus on hoppy shit?
Yeah, we
Is
like
that
hop-
fair?
We like hoppy beers.
So are you mostly hopping pails, or are you hopping whatever the fuck gets in front of
Kind of everything. I mean, we do some darker stuff and a little bit of Saison, but not most of it's hoppy stuff.
Right. And you hop Saisons?
A little bit, yeah.
Is the yeast... So When I Saison, I use...
Sounds like a dance.
When I Saison, I French. What's your yeast for Saison? What do you start with, right? Because when we say Saison, we mean we're bringing the yeast a little more up front, even if everything matches your IPA, right? It's just you want the yeast to show a little better. So what's your yeast you're born starting with?
It's a blend, so I think it's got 3711 in it and then something else. I'm not sure. We've used a couple different ones. So we've used stuff from the Yeast Bay, their blend, and then Giga Yeasts. So we kind of figured out that we like the one from Giga better. So that's what we've been doing now. So I'm not sure exactly what strain because it's a blend.
Just playing around.
Yeah.
Do you just keep it alive in Brinks? Are you in any kind of wood where you're kind of letting it happen? Are you pitching every time?
We don't do enough Saison. So
right on. So you got to pitch.
Yeah.
That's cool. I get that. I would like to do a Saison every day of every year, but I really do them in March. You know what I mean? That's where summer isn't happening in Jersey. And I'm like, well, we got a tank. Let's do a Saison.
Fortunately for us, it's warm year-round, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, no, it's just tank availability. It's Jersey Shore, you got to have both, right? Summer, and then the rest of the year. That's very cool. So then we're back to seriously hoppy. So, I don't know. Let's talk about hops. What's your favorite hop right now?
I mean,
all of
I really like Columbus, honestly.
Yeah? That's, you're not the first brewer to say that. Every time I ask, right? I think every guy who listens to the show is like, he's totally going to say Mosaic. He's totally going to say Mosaic. And then I think Columbus, Centennial, and mine's Cascade. But I think we all land on Seahawks,
kind of
right?
Digging Comet now, too. So
yeah, Comet. Do you think, this is just me pitching, but do you think maybe because other things got so much demand, Comet got a chance. Because I think 5 years ago when I was playing with Comet, I wasn't impressed. A lot of people have told me to go look at it again. And what I've seen recently, either I've grown into it or it's grown. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, does that make sense? You think maybe because people were so deep in Citra that Comet got a chance to actually find its time on Bine?
I guess maybe. I don't know. I think it plays well with other hops. So, you know, when we're not single hopping and you want to kind of bounce things around, you know.
It's a good.
Yeah, it's a good.
Good American, right. Little bit of citrus, little bit of pine.
I get that. That's cool.
I think that's happening more with a lot of hops. People are wanting to accent other hops that they're using with different things and realizing that, you know, this one kind of emphasizes the brightness of one hop and this one adds another dynamic to a, you know, Mosaic or Big Secret or whatever one you're using. Because some of the new hops are really like, they're not one-dimensional in a bad way, but they just like on a single hop beer, it's just, it could be too much or it's not enough in one way and just
gives it depth.
Yeah, putting other things to it.
Well, and some complexity, right? There's that X and Y axis of the modern pale that I think we all do, some of us more than others, but I don't think anybody doesn't do it anymore, where you're looking for mouthfeel from some protein and suspension and some dynamic to bitterness with yeast and suspension and all that. You're letting that all happen, and it's fun to have one that blows your mind, but if it doesn't have anything else going on, you're done in one can, and we sell cans in 4-packs, you know what I mean? Like, how do you keep it interesting? So if you can, like you were saying, if you can complement and build and give it something else, there's something interesting in the second.
Don't forget the haze, bro.
That's right.
Yeah. People love that haze.
You guys do hazy shit, though, right? What do you guys call?
Every beer we do is like super crystal clear.
Is that right?
Yeah. We filter everything.
Well, everything.
But all kinds? Is it centrifuged and then thrown through?
Yeah,
through,
we have bag filter, through DME. And then plated.
Diatomation. Yeah. Nice, that's good. I like a clean beer. All right, speaking of liking clean beer, so what brings us together on Seal This Beer is the black glass. We're trying to have a candid discussion of what beer is, not what we thought it would be or should have been or could have been, and to facilitate, damn, I hate when I show up drunk, to facilitate that conversation, we drink out of an opaque black glass. You guys brought this beer for us. Which one of you picked this one?
I think I tracked both of them down. So.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right, so they're both Carl beers. Did you do anything? You gonna talk? You here for a second?
I'm just hanging.
You're just
out.
Watching.
Except
just
make it. He's a real pretty face. No, I'm really happy. It's good.
I'm glad he's across from me. Yeah, right.
I'm just here for the good looks.
That's right. All right. Well, you brought that. Weird. Last year we did this out on the veranda, so we'd be catching mad looks. But in this quiet little room in a corner,
this is priceless.
We're kind of wasting your beauty.
Yeah, I want to keep the people back right now. Later on, you know.
At Hunapu.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's going to unleash the beast.
By the way, thieves, so part of the Hunapu experience is people pick up their Hunapu allocation here at this hotel in the morning. So to find these guys in this hotel, I walked through all the people that are going to be hitting on Evan later. And it's going to be a good day for you, bro. It's going to be a good day. It's a rich cash crop out there. But anyway, back to it. So black glass. Do you know what we're tasting, Anthony? Are you blind right now?
I have no clue.
Right on. So what do you get from it? I got some real pretty fruit. It shows as kind of... So here's... We need to work as drinkers and brewers on other... You know that myth about the 21 words for snow in Alaska or in the Inuit community? We need more words for sour. Because it's a little bit sour, but it's like the sour of an underripe plum, not the sour of a lactic... or Brett beer. You know what I mean? Like there's that little bit of just pretty, you know what I mean? Like a tartness, I guess, is what I mean.
It's got a lot of dark berry character.
Yeah. Pretty berries.
Like some blueberries.
Pretty berries.
Blackberry.
Pretty berries.
But without being like too full.
It's not like
super
flat.
Super dry.
Mm-hmm. But and that tartness is what's keeping why I say pretty, right? Because when you buy a quart of blackberries, there's the 82% that tastes like blackberry flavored water, and then there's that
one you buy
that couple like, that you're like, it tastes like that blackberry. You know what I mean? But it doesn't really taste like blackberry. But you know what I mean, right? There's that brightness to it. But for me, the mouthfeel and the palate's the most interesting thing, because when it's in your mouth, it feels like a beer. It doesn't necessarily taste beery, but then it quickly leaves and just leaves you on fruit, right? Like it's not like it's a fake fruit beer, like one of those, you know, Alco Pops or whatever.
Right.
Because when it's in your mouth, it's clearly a beer. But when it's done, it's just leaving you on fruit. Does that make sense?
I think you like saying in your mouth a little too much.
You don't like that. I'm cool with my mouth.
Now you're starting to get scared that you're sitting across on Mark.
You should see where my you should see where my feet are. So then we write a sentence for where we're going to drink it. Where are you drinking this, Anthony?
Huh?
Where are you drinking this? Where are you bringing it? Who are you drinking it with? Why? Write the sentence. Like, what's this beer? Where is this beer make
sense?
I mean,
it's actually, like, for a sour, it's not too acidic. It's really light. I could drink a couple of these. I would definitely drink this on the beach or something like that, or, like, poolside. This is, like, perfect for that. It's got good fruit. There's no real off flavors I'm getting from it either for a sour. Like,
yeah,
kettle sours,
clean.
You know, get that cereal or whatever. It's really nice.
Yeah. I think, so this may just be, like I said, because I'm still wasted from last night with you guys. And it's not really 5 o'clock on Monday, as you all know, but John Hall didn't tell you. It's actually 9:30 on a Saturday in Tampa. But it's a brunch beer for me. Like, it's perfect for what we're doing right now, right?
Absolutely.
It's a morning beer.
We drank, definitely. We drank what? Between the five of us last night, we drank
all the beer.
Safely say 50 pints of IPL, IPA, IP this, IP that. And slept maybe 4.5 hours and ran here to meet you guys. And this is nice and bright. And it's
good wake up.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's exciting me to drink more today, which we will do.
And this glass is not a barrel-aged stout right now.
Thank you. So it's a sticker can. People love a sticker can. It's Aslan. Nice. Yeah. We were drinking with that. It just says goes on it, but I had to find that in the middle of a maze, so I'm glad. Okay. So I passed the first test of the day. Good job. Do they not put fruit in it? Oh, blackberries. Hey, check me fucking out. Goes with blackberries.
You sly dog, you.
What happened? What I missed?
He's all quiet, and he's calling the berries out. It's certified Cicerone palate.
Just
right
a
here.
Smart guy in the back.
Can't believe I got that right. So I'm old, can't read it, but it looks to me like it says goes with blackberries and raspberries. I think that's what it is. And it's by Aslan, who's cool. We were drinking with those guys last night, right? Weren't they in the party?
Good
they seemed like a lot of fun. They're cool. Have you guys brewed with them?
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. You guys have brewed with Other Half as well, right? Am
not
I wrong on that?
No.
All right, so let's make that
not
happen.
Yet.
Other Half, total whores. They'll brew with anybody. Just have them down. Make that shit happen.
Nah, but we're New York whores, so we make you work for it a little bit.
You got to come in. Got to get a $700 $700 a night.
You know you're going to get
cubby.
It, but like, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Which way is it going tonight? That's tasty. Good job, Aslan. I think that might be my first Aslan beer. I've heard of them. I know they're good people, but I don't think they show up in Jersey much. Thank you for that. Yeah. Do they come down here? Did you have to source that another way? Could you go buy Aslan in a store in Florida?
No.
All right.
They're from Virginia. We should talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Aslan's from Virginia.
Outside of D.C. So.
Yeah, we were talking. Yeah. I was actually talking to them last night. I knew they were south of Jersey, but not this far south. Yeah. So let's talk about Florida because that's where we are. Don't listen to Justin. That's why we don't give him a mic. He just randomly says we should talk about Virginia for no reason.
But I like Virginia.
Virginia's cool. I'm not mad at Virginia. I'm just saying, let's talk about Florida. So Jupiter, 3 hours away. You guys are Florida born and bred. How's Florida come into it? Why are you brewing Florida? And we should talk about, I thought it was 13, but it's 15. I'm not wrong. There weren't Florida breweries 5 years ago, right? There was the couple we all know, like Cigar City, right? Yeah. And was Wakefield even 5 years ago?
I think Wakefield opened in 14.
Right. So this
he just had his anniversary. What was that 2 years?
2 years.
So they would have been 15,
so, right.
14.
All right, so this pop in the world that happened, you know, the pop in America, the 2,000 to 5,000 that happened in Florida, clearly, and you guys are part of that. So
Florida's grown quite a bit.
Yeah, but how's that feel? Is everybody cool? Is everybody fun? Do y'all know each other from growing up together? Did y'all, because in Jersey, I think we were all frustrated. Jersey had no breweries. We liked other people's beer. We were getting it, and I think, 12 or 15 of us independently all said, I'm going to go start a brewery, and thought we were doing it alone in a little vacuum. And then when we opened, all of a sudden there were 15 of us, not one more. Right. Is that how it went down here?
Kind of. I think we all knew each other from, you know, beer
getting
back
drunk
in the day. Yeah, like, you know, tastings and shares.
Getting drunk at Wakefield's house.
He's a good host. He's a good host. He is. He's a good man.
And, yeah, that's kind of, you know, everybody was like, I want to open a brewery, and then some people took longer than others, so.
Right on. Now, so last time I was down here, last year when we were drinking in Tampa, Anthony, you tell me if this jives with what you saw. I found, not that Aslan beer was cool as fuck, but I found you Florida guys tended to give me, when I was like, what are you drinking? You know what I mean? Beers that make sense to me for oppressive heat and humidity. You know what I mean? Like, they were all a little bit sour, pretty low alcohol, pretty fast, pretty clean. And brightness was the commonest, or straight up Florida cracker kind of beers. You know what I mean? And then,
I feel like the
but what's funny
Florida
is what drags us down here is
stouts.
A big ass weird stout. Yeah. and you guys make, you know, monster hoppy pails and stuff. So talk to me about like what this environment does to your brewing. You know what I mean? Like, what's it like to live when this is the cold time? Because right now up home, what is it? 13 degrees and snowing?
Yeah, cold.
Like, what's when this is your bad day, when it's 70 and gorgeous and I'm standing in shorts waiting for an Uber, what are you brewing?
I mean, when there was nothing else, it was, everybody was doing stouts. I mean, you're talking about the breweries that have been around for a while.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
Cigar City and Cycle, I mean, they're known for...
Oh, it's an IPA. Go on.
I don't know. We kind of brew what we like, and that's, we were home brewers before, and that's kind of what we fell into as far as a niche, I guess. I don't know. It's what we like. So
I don't think seasons change what we personally
do. No.
Okay.
We don't follow the seasons because it's always one.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
not a consideration because it's not a change.
No, we don't
the difference
really
is
seasonal.
70 to 100.
Right.
And that's,
I mean, cold is 40 degrees for a day.
Yeah. I mean, so you don't have a cellar full of stouts like, no. Oh my God, honey, it's 40 out. Quick, open every stout. Right.
I mean, it's weird, but that's like, I mean, you said you make what you want to make. In fact, that's what a lot of people that are opening up that are really into beer are. I mean, it's weird, you know. It's, you can pick a style like IPA or stouts or sours and flourish, but, you know, there's certain people that still pick other styles. I mean, I think it sometimes does matter where you are, but like you said, for you guys in Florida,
right,
it doesn't matter because people love stouts. I wasn't down last year for this, but going down for Wakefest was just... It was crazy to watch these people like barrel into there at 90 degrees and just first thing they do is
stouts.
Tear through every Imperial stout.
Look at Cycles Day yesterday. It was the whole draft list barrel aged stouts or something. Like,
is that
it's
right?
Like 15 or 20 beers. Yeah. They're all 10%.
But it's crazy
stouts.
And they go through it. Like in New York, if you do that, everything's going to sit.
There's not one.
Even in the cold.
If you do that in New York, the world's going to be a different place. It's just way too many drunk New Yorkers.
They're all here right now.
Yeah. I saw so many. It's cool, though. I see so many like regulars among people that I've been seeing for the past 3 years at the brewery just here chilling. Like hey, what's up, man? I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and that was the best part. So there's something about Hunapu that brings out the brewers, too, right? Like, that's the best part about this fest. So when we were drinking last night in a sports bar in a hotel, 10 brewers I like drinking showed up. And they all, you guys introduced me to the Aslan guys, like people I know and like were just more people kept coming in. Like people show up for this thing. Yeah, it's, but that's cool. Tell me about your space, because Florida doesn't have the weird rules of every state. Well, they have some really dopey fucking rules. Yeah. I know that. Don't think I'm ignoring that. But you're allowed to serve food, and people come to your place, and they eat, and they drink. And
you can serve
you
food.
Have other beverages too, right? Like you guys have a wine program?
We can do wine. Yep. We
so
can do guest
talk
tabs.
About that.
But we can't do food unless it's like a weird thing. I mean, if a municipality like says you can, but it's like kind of
awesome.
It's
that you
really
don't
weird.
Do.
Oh yeah, no, it's
that is the
you guys don't do, if you guys even hand out Doritos, that place.
No, I mean, we have the stands that come. You know, we have we have different people. We have we just have them set up. Like they bring whatever they need to prep,
right?
And then they just set up, sell for. Usually do it Saturday, and that's pretty much
but
it.
But you guys cook?
No.
No?
No.
No, but I've heard about food.
So we're
is
kind
it just
of like in a...
People like eating
we're
with
right
your
next
beer?
To like a minor league stadium, so there's like grills and bars and stuff.
You got
that,
everything
so
right
they,
there. No
they deliver
that.
Over.
Oh,
like,
right
you know, we have pizza place. We have wing place. They all
so when
deliver over.
But I swear when I talk about your brewery, people talk about eating and it's
always
I thought it was
food
a whole restaurant.
Yeah, people can... They just go grab food and bring it in.
One of y'all plays baseball. Somebody
cousin,
in the group.
Cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Right on. He's a pitcher, right?
Yep.
All right. I had not that it matters, but I ended up near a professional baseball pitcher who's pitching right now at a bar in Red Bank, which is my hometown, a couple weeks ago. and he decided he wanted to do shots with a local brewer. Young, in their prime, pro baseball players are not guys you throw down shots with. That guy drank me, and I'm a good drunk. He drank me under the fucking table. Are you guys okay? Do you guys get to, does he hurt you guys?
Oh, Chris doesn't really drink that much at all.
Fit young men drinking beer are dangerous to me, because he was just putting shots, and I was like,
he's old now. He's like 30, I think.
All right, fuck everybody.
He's not a young pitcher.
Yeah. He's not a young pitcher. It's pitchers
have the best job. They work one out of like 5 days, so the rest of the time.
It's true. But
they're putting out
they
shots.
Also get the first blame. All right, so let's go back to your tasting room. So how many taps, how many beers, what kind of variety do you try? We've talked about just making whatever you want, but if I walked in today, what would I see? What kinds of beers, how many?
14 lines.
We have 14 lines. I think, I mean, probably 85 or 90% is hoppy. I think we got two stouts on, might have a Saison on right now, and then the rest is some variation of a hoppy beer through, you know, 5% to... 10%.
Right on. And obviously, there's nobody mad at that, right? Like, people love the hoppy beers these days.
Yeah, I think it took a while, though. You know, nobody was really doing exclusively hoppy stuff like that, so it kind of took a while for people to catch on in Florida. I mean, at least in our area, you know, people from Miami, Orlando, Tampa knew what we were doing and getting into, but from, like,
what's
a local
your capacity, though? How much do you need to sell to be just dead out of the water? How much beer do you brew in a year, barrel count?
I think we did just shy of 1,000 barrels last year.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So you can, you know what I mean? You guys are definitely good enough that people like your stuff. So you can sell. You don't need everybody to like your beer yet, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You can specify to a specific community and make them happy and sell everything.
We didn't distro for like 8 months after we opened, so all that was in-house.
Now
we barely distro.
And you can, right? Do you mobile can or do you own a canning
line? We
mobile
can, but we're getting a canning line probably, what's it, like 3 weeks from now?
Wild Goose?
Yeah.
Wild Goose?
Yeah.
All right, Thieves. See, I did a little bit of the thing you always ask me to do. They will be buying a Wild Goose canning line, which is the one most people do.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at this because it's supposed to be a conversation where we just talk like brewers do, which we're nailing. But people are like, you could have asked them this important question. I was like, right, I could have. I forgot. all right, so you're going to do your own canning. All right, does that come with more tanks? Is there space? Could you grow?
So we started with 7 3/15s, and currently we have 5 15s, 2 7s, and 2 30s.
Is the house a 7?
7, yeah.
Right, oversized.
Well, yeah, we can knock out about 9. So,
okay.
A little upsized, yeah.
We use it pretty hard.
Fill that boil.
That's it.
Really easy boil. Though.
We have space for 5 more tanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's time to move on.
Yeah. I mean, we're out of space at this point. I mean, we have to move a lot of stuff around, but we theoretically could put 5 more tanks in there.
Well, it's like I said, I'm not telling you to do anything. You seem to have it all sorted out. The beers are well loved and respected, and you're having a good time. Talk to me about when 80 to 90% of what you're given in a day is hoppy. Talk to me about finding your creativity within that scope, right? It's like that there's a theory of teaching where you give children for a year a blue crayon and they get to do all their art in that blue, and that's creativity is born of that limitation and whatever. But what I'm saying is when you focus on hoppy, where are you finding your inspirations? What are you doing? Is it you and me drinking something last night and being like, cause the beers I'm not making carton that I wish I was is when me and two of my brewers are out drinking and we're drinking somebody else's beer. I'm like, this is cool. I might've done this, or what if you did this with it, or that's cool. That's the tank we don't have right now is the, well, let's go do that shit. You know what I mean? So when you've got the blue crayon of hops, and they give you a white piece of paper and a gray piece of paper, tell me about finding a creative moment within the two. What's your most recent change where you're like, this will be fun to do with hops. I'm gonna go do this.
I think, you know, it's always evolving. I mean, there's so many different varieties, and in trying to figure out what blends well together. I mean, we just talked about Comet earlier, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not it's an underutilized hop, I guess, in the industry, but trying different things. I think actually Dan from LIC kind of turned me onto that, as a matter of fact, because he did comment in one of his hobby beers we were talking about, so we tried it, really enjoyed it.
That's who I thought was other half. I know you brewed with Dan, right?
Yeah, we cool. did that. What? When was comment, that New York thing? 2 weeks ago? That the Which beer one? Week?
Was yeah,
that
beer last week. Week was, beer week was.
Like I, two I think weeks it ago. Was last week, right? Wasn't like Wednesday?
The kickoff. Was 2 weeks.
Yeah, it ended last week. Yeah, cool. Midweek.
So yeah, we were up there.
And, he's a great brewer.
Yeah, he is.
He's cool I love guy. Him. Yeah. Like I was kind of aware of him. I was like, and then he came on the show. We drank some beers. We hung. I mean, I knew him, but you know what I mean. I wasn't really sure what LIC was doing. He came on the show. We drank a couple of beers. Started talking. He's great a great beer. Brewer. People need to pay a lot of attention.
We were in
to
New
him.
York and didn't know exactly where they were, and we left and like Google where. LIC was. It was literally a block away from our hotel. We're like, oh, come on.
I'm not going to live through this.
And so yeah. we tell him that. He's like, you guys serious right now? I'm like, yeah. Sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty talented. He can, he's yeah, got a lot he's, of he's a all over guy. The board. So
yeah he's, yeah, he's a very cool, smart guy. I like him a lot.
And their beers have been great.
Yeah, and the best part is they've been great, and they seem to be getting better. So talk about brewing with them. What'd you guys brew together? What was...
We brewed kettle soured, hopped up fruit
kettle
beer.
Sour pitch, kettle sour dipped, kettle sour.
Yeah. Kettle sour pitch.
Right
yeah.
on, right on.
And then I think he's doing, we did blackberries and blueberries.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So not unlike that, Aslan's not unlike beer. That beer we just yeah. drank. You guys stole that from Aslan right yeah. in front of me. That's
Absolutely.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We clearly just drank research. That's crazy. well, let's talk about beer number two. Like I said, beer number two is it's a hoppy pale, right? But there's a vanilla thing going on. You getting that, Anthony?
There's
some kind of tone of young clean oak or something. You know what I mean? Not that, but like a vanilla tone to it. Like something is softening everything.
There's a texture maybe that's kind of creamy. Maybe yeah. that's it.
You know what I mean? It's like because it smells right, tastes right, feels cool, but it's there's no bitter, and it smells like there should be some bitter.
It's like a slightly like. Not in like a bad way, but I think like it's kind of a savory character, like mid palate. But it's yeah. not like that off. It's not off putting.
No, I like
just
the beer.
Gives the beer a little bit of roundness to it. It's
there's something softening everything though that's confusing me because when I smell it, I'm like, oh, pale. You know what I mean? It'll be a little hoppy. It'll be this and that. There should be some bite to it. And it's pretty. And on the palate, it's definitely citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. And it's not like it's boring flat. It's not like, how should I say this? It's not like, it's like the corners were sanded down, not cut off. You know what I mean? Like instead of having like hard angles, it's like somebody
it's very drinkable.
Smoothed it out. Yeah, super
you
drinkable.
Drink a lot of this.
If this is over 7 or 8, this is a dangerous beer. Like
I hope it's not.
No, I don't. It doesn't taste like it is, but it's yeah. super.
It's one of those beers you can go to the beach and kind of drink all day.
I agree with that. Yeah, it's but like I said, it's kind of just it's very rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no angle in there to make anything pop out to me. And yeah, the sentence is gonna be something just like that. Like it's so soft I don't even want food with it. You know what I mean? Because usually I like to counter my food, and this isn't going to counter much because it's such a round kind of, I want to say enveloped beer. You know what I mean? Like it's doing all its thing within its own context. I think what this wants is a glass and just to drink it and not give many fucks about it. And
right.
Have a good day with it. What about you, dude? Where are you drinking this one?
I don't know. I drink this anywhere. I don't have like, I mean, I guess it's kind of messed up.
Behind the bar trying to fill calories.
I really don't like, I like to drink everything everywhere. I don't, that literally doesn't matter to me. Maybe,
you
so,
got
maybe
to
it's
because
I, maybe it's because I have a drinking, I say,
but you
my sentence, I have a drinking problem.
you wouldn't be on the show if you didn't have a drinking problem. What I'm saying is you got to help the thieves. They got this in the fridge. When do they open it?
You got to be honest with you, like this right now, I'm thinking about this and I know it's in a can. I would think like, I would like to drink this like inconspicuously walking the street.
That's cool.
That's exactly how I like to drink. It's like just like walking around chilling and just like,
yeah, see that, but that makes more sense to me for what I was trying to say than what I said. That's exactly right, right? Like around town beer. Yeah. It's called Cigar City Invasion.
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 That's perfect. That can looks like a
There's
soda.
No
that looks like
way
Dr. Pepper.
Words.
I could get away with that shit. Easy.
There's no way I'm glasses. Reading those words. I just don't read. It's not that I have bad eyes. I'm not a reader.
You want me to read it?
Or
please
they
read
it
to me
about
slowly.
It. Tell me anything you know about the beer
in a soft voice.
Very soft.
Yeah.
See, this is a
slower.
Come on, jazz radio voice, man.
The people
CD
of
Tampa 101.9.
have fallen prey to the pirate invasion every year.
I got a 3-quarter chub right now.
No, this is, so
I'm only at about 3/8.
I think Cigar City's known for High Life. That was kind of the first hoppy beer in Florida that people kind of went nuts for. And this is kind of Highlight's kind of big.
My
it's almost beers from them. It's almost 7%, or it might be 7%.
Highlight is awesome. That was like
last night when we were out of good ideas, and the bartender was like, "Speak now or forever hold your peace." I was like, "Give me 8 Highlights."
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just knew I'd be okay. Ton of cool beers. We were drinking cool beers, but when there was a pressure situation and I couldn't really.
Well, you ordered 8 and then walked away.
Well, because I
had to bring them to everybody.
Besides not reading, I don't carry either. I'm not a man of many talents. I'm bad at a lot of things. You got to know your limitations, and you just got to
well,
duck
funny,
out.
I walked up and the bartender has all these beers. I'm like, what's going on? He just ordered all these beers and walked away. I'm like, okay.
I did pay for them.
You did?
I did the 2 important parts.
That's right, yeah.
Carrying, I figure.
Someone will find
somebody
it.
Can drink them now. They're there to be drank.
They are on offer. Well, there were too many of us to be like, I just needed a random number, right? Like I was like, well, there's 50 of us. I see 6 empty glasses. I'll take 8.
Highlight really is, it's like, I remember when that came to New York. I mean, that was at a time where New York still had like no breweries. You know, we had like the essential breweries like that have been around for a long time, but there was really, you know, nobody kind of local doing that. And that beer crushed everywhere. Everybody wanted it. Everybody, like, unfortunately, it wasn't being distributed in the best way possible, but it was, was really.
When the cans came around.
Yeah, I mean, even the draft was, people were chasing for it. I remember I still worked there, but I was at Proletariat, and like, that was, people were coming in asking us when we had a keg, like, do we still have it? And we kick a half barrel real fast. Like
people
Corey was trying his hardest
Florida
to keep it on draft. It was, and he couldn't.
Because they couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys, there seems to me to be a very good corridor, New York, New Jersey, Florida. I mean,
that
for
East
our
Coast
humans,
love,
too,
baby.
That they're just starting with that winter old people travel. But we seem to have a good way of getting your beers in. I see more when carton beers aren't in Jersey, I would say a significant percentage of them out of Jersey are in Florida. Okay. Do you guys want to come to us, or is it just easy to make that happen? Like people just have a good corridor from Florida to New York, New York to Florida. You know what I mean? Like it just, there's a natural progression there, so the beers are easier to find because it's definitely much easier to do what Anthony
you were talking about. New York was kind of, there was not a lot of stuff going on as far as breweries. And not until
the last like 2-3 years.
Not until the other half. You can say
it's not just
other
half.
The other half started.
Weirdly enough, like, I mean, it's, you know, you guys, carton came about before a lot of the New York breweries did. And I think that kind of like sparked a lot more in the region in general. You get, and there was Kane and.
Yeah. I call us the redheaded stepchild.
I mean, Barrier for Long Island. I mean, they were really, I think they don't get enough due, but they were really, you know, they've been crushing it
they
for a long time from starting
right.
with so starting cool. with the one barrel and then just kind of growing, you know. I mean, Greenport as well.
Yeah.
You know, those breweries, you know, I think played a pivotal role in really keeping that scene, getting that scene started. I mean, you know, aside from like Brooklyn and other people like that, and like
after
and
96.
Kelso,
after
it was, 96. You know, it was just kind of.
Right, there's like
I didn't
that
say that. You
school.
Said that.
No, but there's like that 96 school of brewers. No, there's like 2000 and.
There is, and 10. I feel like that they started that push, and then now that the scene's growing, even like it's awesome because I feel like Brooklyn's doing more stuff now too. Like, you know, I don't know if, you know, I don't want to say that everybody else is responsible for it, but it is like if nobody else is really like. You know, Garrett was always doing interesting things, but there's certain things, you know, now that the scene is growing a certain way that maybe he wanted to do, but he wasn't sure if it worked before. And I think, you know, I don't know if that's his basis, but it's awesome to see all of that pushing, even the older breweries. But yeah, like Barrier was one of the ones that they were doing a lot of hoppy beers for New York and nobody else was doing it, you know.
I think the collaborative, like, thing is also kind of helping get beer everywhere, right? Because, you know, we know, you know, we've met before, yeah, obviously. Yeah. And then we know the Finback guys. We know Dan from LSC. So anytime something's going on down here, we want to get, you know, you guys sent beer down for our anniversary. Finback did. And so when stuff's going on up there, they're like, hey, you guys want to come up here?
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just more access now, I guess.
Yeah, well, cool. I mean, also, I mean, you know, have to say, I mean, trading. Yeah. Everybody, the trading thing has grown.
Don't trade my beer
so much. I used to trade.
We if you get a cold box, you can trade my beer.
Don't trade my beer.
Yeah, like I'm. You know, some people. man. If you're gonna take it straight off the line and ship it, fine. And don't ship it 10-day ground if you're going across the country, man. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't hurt me.
Yeah, dude, you're definitely right. Barrier was our first collaboration, like 6 years ago when we opened, or 5 years ago when we opened, 5 and a half, I guess. We're just like, let's brew something with these guys. We did it, and then we've been unable to since. You know what I mean? We did a beer with you guys 4 years later.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got to do two with them. You know, we did the Make It Rain at Throw Some Mo.
Yeah, you're right.
Good.
All right, so, Justin, it is time for a letter. Okay. Which mic do you want to jump on? All right. Stay right where you are. He'll come up behind you slowly.
This sounds...
but anyway, so just to be clear, people should come down. They should go to Jupiter. Is it 7 days a week? Is it all the time?
We're not open
How do
Mondays.
They come see? All right, so Tuesday through Sunday, they should come. They should order a pizza from the ballpark.
Sure.
They should drink a couple beers.
Yep.
They should fall in love, and then they should know they're never going to get that beer again.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
1,000 barrels. There's no way they're getting it in.
They should start. They should start requesting trades.
Thieves in Quebec. Year. Thieves in Quebec aren't going to be like, yo, I love that pulp. Can I get that? It's just not going to happen. It's just don't fool yourself. All right, Justin, tell us what the thieves are saying at home.
All right, they want to know about natural flavors.
Oh, natural flavors.
All right, so this is from, it says his name's John Martin, but he signs it Frank, so I don't know. Got some conflicting information on this email.
We'll call him John Frank.
John Frank.
Hi, John Frank.
All right, he says, hey, SDB, I'd say I've listened to nearly half of your episodes, which
try
is...
Try harder.
50 episodes? Try harder. We've done 100 now, so...
Try harder.
And I admire the brash and upfront personalities of its host.
Keep trying harder.
Therefore, I was wondering if you guys could give your opinions on what seemed to be an industry secret in regards to the use of the term natural flavors in brewing. What are they exactly, and why do breweries brand them differently? It seems as if the smaller, more honest brewers are actually labeling the adjuncts that go into their beers, whether it be fruit puree, nuts, coffee, etc., but the larger craft brewers are labeling them under the vague umbrella of natural flavors. Are the use of flavoring chemicals easier, more cost-effective when a larger capacity, or is it simply a government-mandated term when selling in various markets? Any insight would be great. Thanks.
Oh, the easy answer is yes.
You can find all your information at ttb.gov.
ttb.gov.
Yeah, you can find a lot more than anybody really wished to give up sometimes. Yeah.
No, you're right in all your assumptions. One, it's obviously much easier to add a flavoring. This is America. You know, McDonald's can make their fries still taste like beef without using beef because technology. You could add that same thing to your beer and make your beer taste like beef. And it would be the easiest thing to do once you'd bought that addition to pour into a lager.
I mean, it's also a cost call, too. Like, if you're a huge brewery, like, the idea of getting all real fruit, who's going to peel that, crush that, put that in there, and how expensive is that going to get?
Well, not even that big. So I'm doing a beer right now. I'm collaborating with somebody, and we're fooling around. And I've decided I wanted to use steel-cut oats instead of just oats. Because I want a little bit of toasty just to make it a little different, right? Like, just for a change. So instead of using brewing oats, I'm literally using Irish oats, and those need to be boiled to gelatinize for about 20 minutes ahead of time. He's got 90-barrel tanks. I've got 30-barrel tanks. So for me, I can take our tippy homebrew system, fill them up, eat all three pots twice each, and I've got enough oats gelatinized to add to my mash because I can't step mash in my little thing. So, you know, that's my workaround.
Right.
He can't do anything like that. The amount of the oats he needs to gelatinize. So we're coming up with a totally different solution for his brewery. And that's how things change, right? So if you're even Dogfish big, if to brew my beer at your place, we have to reinvent
Yeah,
right.
brewing every time, right? So that's part of your answer. But like I said, you could. So IFF, International Flavors and Fragrances, which is one of the world's biggest places that makes fake flavor, is no shit 4 miles from the brewery on Highway 36. Like, every now and then, I think, because, and we have guys come from there after work on Friday nights for beers. And every time, like, one day I'm going to go and I'll be like, I want something that tastes like this. And mostly because, you know, I'm a flavor geek. I'm sure you guys would too. I want to actually make an addition with them to put into a beer because I want to actually have done that part of food science. But so far in my career, mostly what I'm trying to do is see what I can get away with pushing beer around with adjuncts. And because that's the fun geeky part, I enjoy sharing that. I think at a giant scale, marketing, you know, the tail wags the dog a bit. And they're like, we need grapefruit and shit. Like, all right, how do you make shit taste like grapefruit? Somebody gives you 10 answers, you pick one. That's a natural flavoring. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think at some point...
I mean, I think it's all relative, though, because...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, at small, I mean, it's fun to play games.
Business models are different. I mean, you know, we're not pushing beer across the country like some of the bigger breweries are. Yeah. So, I mean, like, to your point, you know, it's a lot more difficult to peel.
Yeah,
you know,
a million oranges.
Hey, you have 150 barrel brew house. Okay, we got to put lemons in that to go into 500 barrel fermenters. Awesome.
Every time I walk in the brewery and say the word zest,
like the
Pete runs out the back
because
door.
He felt like people are not being honest with the fake flavors versus the natural things. So
they are. They're lying. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, everybody's lying. But and then there's the factor of the. TTB has very weird rules and makes you say things like,
right.
Like you can say things like, all right, so we have that weird ice cream beer that we put astronaut ice cream, freeze dried ice cream into a stout. To get that approved was almost impossible.
Has it literally been in space before?
No, but you know, that shit you get at the Smithsonian, the freeze dried three color ice cream.
That sounds awesome. So, by the way, I want some now.
But, but trying to get that approved by the TTB, I'd written that recipe, made it 4 years ago.
But NASA approved it, right?
But here's the thing. But I actually had to have
it's
this
conversation. It's NASA approved, but I can't put this in the
beer. Conversation. Right. I actually had to have this conversation with the TTB. I'm like, so there's a certain amount of parts per million of additions that can be in a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream doesn't match that number, but they needed me to tell them how much the flavoring was in the ice cream parts per million. You know what I mean? So say it's 60 parts per million. The ice cream isn't 60 parts per million. There's a flavoring in the ice cream that can't add up there. And they still needed to know what was in the ice cream. And because the ice cream has natural flavorings in it, I had to write natural flavorings on the beer. After giving them the recipe, even though all I did was throw packets of astronaut ice cream. And the funniest part of this was, we don't know if it's safe to eat. I was like, I learned about this shit at the Smithsonian, people. Like, you sold it to me when I was 4.
But
How is it not okay? That's
like the biggest thing I'd be like he said, like, NASA approved this, but I can't.
Yeah, but I can't put it in a beer. But that's...
It's definitely harmful. Give it to astronauts, it's definitely harmful.
But so that's part of it, too. You've asked a giant question. We've given you a small answer. I hope it helps. Guys, thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. Like, thanks
fun
for having
talking
us.
To you. Thanks for having us in your state. I know we're all going to be just wasted in 7 hours. Ooh, so thanks for having
hours.
Us sober. Well, at the end of Hunapu, I just can't talk. So
I know that.
So that's how that shit goes.
I'll get you to your Uber.
So I want to get that now and set up. Got to go hard before you open up and then
lay under a table.
Let it just kind of lay out as I'm talking to all the customers.
Right.
All
right, guys. So if you guys want to write us a letter about food additives, you do it at stealthisbeerpodcast@gmail.com. We're on all the socials. Go on, what's it called? iTunes, and give us 5 stars and say we're amazing. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And get at us, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.